When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And this is episode 847 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio, the show with the most episodes in iTunes or any other platform about job hunting. Saturday in the park. It's not the 4th of July, so excuse me for singing, but it's Saturday. And if you're listening to the show on Saturday, congratulations. It's a short show today. It talks about confirmation bias and how to deal with it. It's a great subject that I don't think anyone really talks about. So I hope you find this helpful. If you do, if you want coaching, interview coaching, coach it for the entirety of your job search. Email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the word coaching and tell me what it's about. And if your If your search is stalled in some way and you're interested in a job search makeover where I take a look at your resume, LinkedIn profile, we discuss everything you've been doing in your search, do some mock interviewing so that I get a sense of what you're doing well and where you can improve, email me and talk about a job search makeover. Happy to help you there as well. Now, with that, let's get going. Now, most interviews are pretty unstructured. You know, depending upon how you answer the question, it leads in a different direction. And at the same time, you know, most interviews are pretty poor predictors of performance. You see, statistics bear out that unstructured interviews are ridiculous predictors. The Google study that had indicated that. And firms still refused to use structured interviews, which are far more effective. So what winds up happening is within a few seconds of meeting you, most organizations develop a bias or an opinion of you, and they're spending the entire interview attempting to confirm that bias. So in order to demonstrate your excellence during an interview, you have to be aware of this and use the first few seconds to your advantage. So as soon as someone is calling you, I'm going to start with the phone interview. You have to be ready. Now, if they're catching you at a bad time, or frankly, if they're catching you at any time, in most cases, I encourage people, call back. Set up a time to actually have the conversation when you're prepared. Then from there, once you're on the call, just recognize that the first few seconds is pivotal. Be in a place where you can speak freely. Be in a place where you can be open and above board and project your voice instead of doing that whispering. I'm going to do it to my microphone. Well, I can't speak freely. So you don't want to have an interview that starts off with you whispering to your phone because other people are around you. If you need to let them do the interview at the time that they're calling you by phone, just simply say, could you bear with me? I have to walk to a place where to a conference room for a second. And then get yourself to a conference room. If you're doing this in person, recognize that as soon as you walk into the reception area where you're being interviewed, as soon as you're getting through security in some way or another, your interview is starting. So that if you're getting buzzed in and you're walking into someone's office or conference room, as soon as they're seeing you, they're sizing you up. And you want to be well-dressed. You want to present yourself in a polished, friendly way. You want to be to have an attitude that demonstrates you are oozing self-confidence. Because, let's put it this way. If you don't, recognize that they're going to perceive timidity. They're going to present, project fear upon you and other negative attributes, and they're going to go out of their way to crush you. So recognizing this confirmation bias, and that firms are going to spend their entire interview confirming their first impressions of you, you have to make those first impressions easy and great. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to connect with me. First of all, if you're interested in one-to-one coaching from me, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the word coaching. This way I know what it's about. I can get back in touch with you. We'll figure out a time to speak for an introductory conversation so that I learn what your needs are and you can figure out if I'm the right person to help you. Generally, I work with people at a manager level and above, but I do make exceptions from time to time. If you're not at that level and want advice from me, the best way is through jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There I have curated information that I've developed and others have as well that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Again, you can ask me questions through the site. I'd be very happy to answer your questions. I look forward to helping you in either of those two ways. And if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from fans, from listeners who have been helped by the show. And like me on Facebook. The page is facebook.com/nobscoachingadvice.com, or look for Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter there. Give me 5 stars, a great review. It helps other people discover the show. And I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.